the winds that challenge it. And that's where I come in. I'm the man with the axe. My job is to cut the tree down to the ground and burn its wood to ashes. Part 1. Twin Towers. Chapter 1. Monday, October 28th. It had been a good day for the defense. I had walked a man right out of the courtroom. I had turned a felony battery charge into a righteous case of self-defense in front of the jury. The so-called victim had a history of violence of his own that both prosecution and defense witnesses, including an ex-wife, were eager to describe on cross-examination. I delivered the knockout punch when I recalled him to the witness stand and led him down a path of questioning that put him over the edge. He lost his cool and threatened me, said he'd like to meet me out in the street where it would just be him and me. "Would you then claim I attacked you, like you have with the defendant in this case?" I asked. The prosecutor objected and the judge sustained, but that was all it took. The judge knew it. The prosecutor knew it. Everybody in the courtroom knew it. I notched the NG after less than half an hour of jury deliberation. It wasn't my quickest verdict ever, but it came close. Within the informal downtown defense bar, there is a sacred duty to celebrate a not guilty verdict the way a golfer celebrates a hole-in-one at the clubhouse. That is, drinks all around. My celebration took place at the Redwood on 2nd Street, just a few blocks from the Civic Center, where there were no fewer than 3 courthouses to draw celebrants from. The Redwood was no country club, but it was convenient. The party, meaning the open bar, started early and ended late, and when Moira, the heavily tattooed bartender who had been keeping the tab, handed me the damage, let's just say I put more on my credit card than I would ever see from the client I had just set free. I had parked in a lot on Broadway. I got behind the wheel, took a left out of the lot, and then another to put me back on 2nd Street. The traffic lights were with me, and I followed the street into the tunnel that went under Bunker Hill. I was halfway through when I saw the reflection of blue lights on the tunnel's exhaust-smoked green tiles. I checked the mirror and saw an LAPD cruiser behind me. I hit the blinker and pulled into the slow lane to let him pass, but the cruiser followed my lead into the same lane and came up 6 feet behind me. I got the picture then. I was being pulled over. I waited until I was out of the tunnel and took a right onto Figueroa. I pulled to a stop, killed the engine, and lowered the window. In the Lincoln's side-view mirror, a uniformed officer was walking up to my door. I saw no one else in the patrol car behind him. The officer approaching me was working alone.
"Can I see your license, car registration, and proof of insurance, sir?" he asked.
I turned to look at him. His name tag said Milton.
"You sure can, Officer Milton," I said.
"But can I ask why you pulled me over?
I know I wasn't speeding, and all the lights were green."
"License," Milton said. "Registration, insurance."
"Well, I guess you'll eventually tell me. My license is in my pocket inside my coat. The other stuff is in the glove box. Which do you want me to go for first?"
"Let's start with your license."
"You got it."
As I pulled my wallet and worked the license out of one of its slots, I reviewed my situation and wondered if Milton had been watching the Redwood for lawyers exiting my party and possibly too tipsy to drive. There had been rumors about patrol cops doing that on nights when there was an NG celebration going on, and defense lawyers could be picked off for a variety of moving vehicle violations. I handed Milton my license and then went for the glove box. Soon enough, the officer had all he had asked for.
"Now, are you going to tell me what this is about?" I asked.
"I know I didn't step out of the car, sir," Milton said.
"Oh, come on, man. Really? Please step out of the car."
"Whatever." I threw the door open, aggressively forcing Milton to take a step back, and got out.
"Just so you know," I said, "I spent the last 4 hours in the Redwood, but I didn't have a drop of alcohol.